From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani demands Pakistan crack down on the Taliban. Mr. Ghani's demand follows a car bomb explosion near Kabul Airport. The attack killed 5 civilians and wounded 16. A Taliban spokesman said the attack targeted what he called foreign occupation forces. 2 women are suspected in an assault on the U.S. consulate in Istanbul. One was injured in a gunfight with police and is in custody, while a second remains at large. The leftist Revolutionary People's Liberation Front, Party Front, claimed responsibility. Earlier, a bomb exploded at a police station in another section of Istanbul. Hurriyet Daily News reports 1 police officer was killed. Kenya and Uganda have agreed on the route of a pipeline that will carry crude oil from Uganda to the Kenyan coast. The pipeline will run about 1,500 kilometers. Police in eastern India say a stampede Monday outside a Hindu temple killed at least 10 people and injured 15. Authorities said the incident happened as thousands of people took part in a religious festival in Jharkhand state. A U.S. media outlet is reporting that Chinese hackers have been accessing the private emails of top U.S. administration officials since at least 2010. NBC News cited a U.S. intelligence official and a top-secret National Security Agency briefing. The official was cited as saying that the private emails of all top national security and trade officials were targeted and said the email hacking is still going on. The report said the intrusions all involved the private emails of the officials and not government email accounts, which are more secure. This is VOA News. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations is getting mixed reviews for its communique issued last week on the South China Sea issue. Steve Herman has more.
The 10 ASEAN nations cobbled together at the 11th hour a compromise statement on forging a binding code of conduct in the disputed waters. Beijing has long insisted that the territorial disputes in the South China Sea should be settled between claimants. But recently, China has been partly softening its stance in ASEAN dialogues. 4 ASEAN members have competing claims in the waters with China: Brunei, Malaysia, Philippines, and Vietnam. Additionally, China's 9-dash line overlaps exclusive economic zones of 2 additional ASEAN states, Indonesia and Singapore. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
Officials in the central U.S. state of Missouri declared a state of emergency Monday in the racially troubled city of Ferguson. Violence erupted there during a protest marking the first anniversary of the shooting death of a black shoplifting suspect by a white police officer. A friend of the dead man shot at police during Monday's demonstration. He was wounded when officers returned fire and is reported in critical condition at a hospital. John Belmar is the St. Louis County Police Chief.
These are tragedies, make no mistake. It's a tragedy for the man who was shot. It's a tragedy for his family. It's a tragedy for the officers who were involved in this.
Prosecutors filed 10 charges against the 18-year-old suspect. A lawyer for Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian says a verdict in the reporter's espionage trial in Iran could come within a week. A court in Tehran held its final closed-door hearing in the case Monday. Rezaian's mother spoke to reporters.
Iran's judiciary claims to be independent, but this has all been behind closed doors, and I have no idea what has happened.
U.S. officials and international press freedom groups have all condemned the proceedings. Fighting between government forces and separatists intensified in eastern Ukraine on Monday. Ukraine's president is ordering his foreign minister to hold urgent talks with his counterparts from Germany, France, and Russia about the escalating violence. An improving job market and expected interest rate increases have been strengthening the value of the U.S. dollar. The dollar hit a nearly 4-month high last Friday, but slipped a bit in Monday's trading. The dollar was boosted when it was revealed that the U.S. unemployment rate had held steady at its lowest level in nearly 7 years. A U.S. man has been arrested and charged with conspiring and attempting to join Islamic State militants. The complaint filed at the U.S. District Court in the eastern state of New Jersey charges Nader Sadeh with conspiring with his brother and others to provide support to the terrorist group. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.